You're listening to SBS News.
Technology companies have been hard at work developing smart solutions to tackle climate change, emergency disasters, and justice issues around the world. More than 120 companies from about 35 countries submitted their ideas to Humanitech in a bid to overcome global challenges using innovation and creativity. Humanitech is part of the Australian Red Cross, and it works on translating new ideas into systems that support the humanitarian sector. Humanitech's lab manager is Alastair Pryor.
Especially out of COVID, it's really become apparent that there are a lot of diverse communities that are unrepresented, that have no health information translated in their languages, which can provide so many other types of vulnerabilities that they're already on top of what they're already experiencing.
He says one problem identified is limited clear information about the discharge process for patients exiting the health system. Mr. Pryor says the solution for this is a database giving users the chance to access words in languages they can understand.
And it's looking at all the existing information that is required and then making sure it's translated accurately to, say, Khmer or to Arabic. And then having that database to be able to translate information, in real time.
Emma Costa from Goodhood is the brains behind that database called Solinary, which was set up to improve multilingual health communication. This tool can help culturally diverse communities better understand end-of-life care options and the risks associated with sexually transmitted infections.
There's an overrepresentation of poorer health outcomes for cold communities at hospital discharge, and there's more readmission and things like that. So we're looking at wanting to really close that gap. And then also, by default, we'll be able to hopefully support English speakers as well.
She says health information needs to be culturally sensitive and discreet for patients when conveying medical history or medication. And it's hoped the software will bridge the digital divide, making important information more equitable for everyone who needs it.
You know, it's not just enough to translate things into 52 languages. We really need to have the community's engagement and involvement in the development and then the dissemination of that information.
Her company, Goodhood, is working on a pilot program with the Victorian Health Department to translate warning alerts about infectious outbreaks such as measles. Meanwhile, Desert Lab is using artificial intelligence to fight disinformation in First Nations communities, which Indigenous leaders have named as a concern for the COVID-19 vaccine rollout in remote locations. But it's not just health emergencies that these technologies are responding to. After the Black Summer bushfires and floods, Humanitech's Alastair Pryor says one mapping solution will help give immediate warnings to people at risk of experiencing disasters. From emergency planning to climate intelligence for communities, the six successful organisations are offering a broad range of innovative concepts, and many of these pilot projects could be expanded to the Pacific in the future. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.